Next case.
Case number 13166, Gregory Shaw seeks variances from the minimum lot width requirement for two proposed lots, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Camp Barnes Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 112.03. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking 50-foot variances from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for the two proposed lots.
You can step up, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janelle Shaw. At the time of the application, my name was Janelle Johnson. My address is 39213 Misty Lane, Millville, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We're seeking a variance because this property consists of interior lots that do not meet the required 150 feet of road frontage, which prevents them from being recorded and reasonably used under the current zoning requirements. The requested variance would allow the lots to be recorded and used for single-family residential purposes. The lots would be served by shared access from the existing road. This is family land, and my father's intent is for his two daughters to build homes for long-term use. It's not being developed for resale or profit. Granting the variance would allow reasonable use of the property without changing the character of the area. Uniqueness of property. The subject property is a legally existing parcel with unique physical characteristics, including its size, shape, and limited road frontage. As illustrated on the submitted concept plan, the property is proposed to be subdivided in a manner that results in interior lots served by a common access point. The irregular geometry and constrained frontage are peculiar to this parcel and are not conditions generally applicable to surrounding properties. These physical circumstances create a practical difficulty that distinguishes the property from others in the area. Cannot otherwise be developed. Because the proposed interior lots would not meet the minimum 150-foot individual road frontage requirement, the property cannot be subdivided or developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Code without relief. Absent the requested variance, the property would be unable to be reasonably subdivided for residential use despite being appropriately zoned, adequately sized, and capable of being safely assessed. The variance is therefore necessary to allow reasonable use of the property, not created by the applicant. The need for the variance is not the result of any action taken by the applicant. No subdivision has been recorded and no lots have been created. The request is made in advance of recording in order to comply with county procedures and requirements. The practical difficulty arises from the physical configuration of the existing parcel and applicable frontage standards, not from any self-created condition. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed subdivision and future development are limited to low density single family residential use consistent with surrounding land uses. The shared access to Camp Barnes Road provides adequate and safe ingress and egress. Granting the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, impair the appropriate use of adjacent properties, or be detrimental to public health, safety, or welfare. Minimum variance. The requested variance represents the minimal relief necessary to permit the proposed subdivision. The applicant is requesting relief only from the road frontage requirement and is not seeking any use variance or increase in permitted density. The applicant acknowledges and will comply with all applicable setback and buffer requirements associated with the variance, including the increased 40-foot front yard setback, 15-foot side yard setbacks, and 80-foot top of bank buffer in the rear yard as applicable. Thank you.
Catch your breath for a second.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Any questions from the board?
shared access that you're proposing is coming off of 364, is it where you would have that property line subdivided? Is that what you're?
Yes, it would be right in the middle of it.
That road's changed big time in, over the years.
Yes.
And they have the estuary back there now. Is that what's behind you with those lots back there?
Yes.
How far would you say the, that is from the rear of your property to where those lots are? It doesn't have to be exact, just an approximate.
I think only 50 feet.
50 feet?
Yes.
But there's a tree buffer there, and that'll remain, I'm assuming?
So far, there's not a tree buffer. I think it may be coming.
Okay.
So right down the middle, is that what you're proposing?
Yes.
Okay. And have you talked with either neighbor?
So he's not directly behind. So there's the estuary, and then directly behind that is, his name is Herb Mary. We have his support, and then the neighbor right across with like the horseshoe driveway, we have his support. Yes. And that's a brand new neighbor. And the, to the right or left.
And what about the one, 11202?
Oh, that is my dad.
Okay, that's support.
I'm sorry.
What you're proposing here is the 15-foot side setbacks are the on the far side of each side, but not in between the two properties?
I believe the setbacks stay the same.
All the way around each
yes.
one? So you
yes.
have 15 on both sides of each dwelling?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the concerns that we come up with from time to time when folks are trying to create lots, and it's usually on a lot size or a lot width issue, which in this case it's a lot width issue, is how is this not being created by the applicant? That's a standard that has to be met. Because otherwise, you have a lot that you could develop. You, if you didn't have the proposed subdivision, you have a buildable lot. And now we're carving that lot by making fairly substantial variances for each lot. I recognize that when you combine lots 1, 2A, and 2B, that leaves 381.45 feet of road frontage. So I don't think you would be able to create three lots from that without a variance of some respect. But I also note that lot one has got 181.45 .45 feet of lot frontage. And one of the standards that you also have to meet is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can reduce the variances that are needed, you're required to do so. So I just wanted to point that out so that, you know, perhaps you could address those two. I know I saw the answers that you had in the application, but I don't know that I really heard what is, you know, what's unique about the property and that uniqueness, how that has created the exceptional practical difficulty, and how is this not the how is this the minimum variance? I don't know if you want to address any of those concerns that I've raised.
So I believe what has happened is because the estuary is now behind these properties.
And we say the estuary, you mean the tax ditch that is on the site plan we've got?
Oh, no, the development, the estuary.
Oh, the estuary, the community. Okay.
Yes.
All right, very good.
So
I'm with you now.
Now we have access to sewer. So because we have access to sewer, previous to that, I think you needed 3 1/4 acre to create a lot if you don't have access to sewer. But now because we have access to sewer, all you need is 1/2 acre. So with this concept, they took some frontage from my dad's current property and moved it over to this property to make it a whole acre and then divide it into 1/2 acre lots.
Yep. I do see we have this tax ditch to the rear of the property,
yeah.
of all the properties. And it does appear to me that the rear of these properties is larger. It looks like it's a larger stretch than the front of the property. Is that correct?
By a few
10 feet?
By a few feet.
Yeah. So there's some greater width in the rear than there is in the front. Do you believe that you'd be able to effectively build on lot 2A in particular with those setbacks? If you've got to go 80 feet from the tax ditch, 40 feet from Camp Barnes Road, that's going to leave a very shallow building envelope. Have you looked at that?
Yes. I had to submit a request to DNREC to reduce the top of bank from 80 open for 50 feet.
Have you heard back from that?
Not yet. No, I have not submitted the application.
If that were not approved, do you believe you'd be able to effectively build a home on that lot 2A?
Yes, but it would be tight.
It'd be tight?
Okay. Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure that had been something looked at.
Oh, yes.
We don't want to create a lot that then you can't.
Oh, yes. It would be tight, but still doable.
Do you have, like, alternate plans, one based on getting approval from DNREC and then another plan that if that's not approved? Have you not gotten that far yet?
I believe even without the approval, two homes can still go on the lots. But obviously we'd like the approval for the reduction of the top of bank.
You don't have a formal plan for like a plan B if it was denied, but you still believe something you could fit in that space if it was denied.
Correct.
Do you have to have this board approve the variance before you can apply for the DNREC top of bank request?
I don't know.
Okay, and, but you have not filed that application?
No.
Was there any thought from sliding over lot 2B and just kind of shifting everything to the right, so you would be requesting less variances?
So you're saying shift?
Well, if you shifted everything to the right, closer to lot 1, lot 1 is a lot deeper, and so you could kind of shift that way. I'm not really sure what you would be needing, but basically lot 2A would be maybe the only one. Would I be correct there in stating that, Mr. Sharp?
I think it depends how far that would go over. When I'm looking at where the existing entrance is on lot 1 and the aerial photo that we have on the air, I couldn't go that far. They would have to go at least 50 feet over to avoid a variance for one of the lots. I know, you know, if it went over, and I'm just, we're talking conceptually here, Ms. Shaw. If it was, say, over 30 feet, and again, I don't have, I'm not scaled this out, but if you went over 30 feet, that would reduce the size of the variance for one or both of the lots, you know, because then it may have a domino effect with the other lot line.
Can I add that currently my dad has a, his drain field is right at that corner.
And I was going to ask about that, if he had utilities on that side of the property that kind of limit.
And that's why the line was not moved over further.
All right, so his drain field is on the southwest lot side of his property between the house and the proposed lots?
Yes.
Okay. So the lot line can't be moved further to the northeast, or the northwest, I should say. Can't be moved further northwest because of the
drain field.
The drain field. Okay. I presume there's not any restrictive covenants or anything like that with this that you're bound by on this that we know of?
No.
Questions from the board.
And just for the record, when I add up the lot lines, the length and the rear, it looks like it's 441.47 feet is the width combined of lots 1, 2A and 2B, whereas if you just did the front combined, it's 381.45. So there is a difference there of about 60 feet. So the rear would be 60 feet wider than the front of the combined three parcels.
No, I see that there's lots across from you that are a little bit larger. Further down the street, are there lots that more resemble the size of your proposed lots? And I know there are, obviously, in the estuary, but...
I was going to say, the estuary owns... So there we have it, right there. Those are my dad's chicken houses right there, and then there's the estuary. And I don't know if it's clear, but the lots to the right of what we're looking at, all that belongs to the estuary. So I think there's like a pond that's going right next door.
Where that cursor is?
Yes, there's going to be a pond there.
That's part of the estuary?
Yes.
Putting a pond there?
Yes.
So there wouldn't be a neighbor moving in there?
No.
And you've talked to the neighbor across the street?
Yes.
And then your dad's on the other side, so there's
yes.
any side that could have an objection to it, really?
No.
Questions? If you wanted to have a seat.
I would just say, Mr. Sharp asked about the uniqueness of the property, but you do say in your application that it has irregular geometry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has kind of an, I mean, you didn't really talk about that, but in your testimony, but it does have an irregular shape to the property.
Yes.
It's part of the reason why you're need the variance, would you say?
Yes.
If you would like to, you can have a seat in the front. We'll go through a couple of things here. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13166? I have one, two, three. Would anybody like to speak? Just in favor. Just in favor? Oh, okay.
My name is Gregory Shaw. I'm the father of Janelle and Chantel. The property been in
Hold
our
on,
family.
We got to get you sworn in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But can you state your address, too, for the record, Mr. Shaw?
36144 Camp Barnes Road, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, as I was saying, the land been in our family for years from our grandfather. Everyone's deceased now. Only one left is my aunt. My mom, the property that's behind me was my mom, my aunt, and my brother, and they sold it. So I was just trying to, you know, set up something nice for my daughters. Okay, so, you know, it's so outrageous to get a piece of property, and I was just trying to help them out best I could. And just asking that y'all approve of it if you would. No, thank you.
Any questions?
She had, Janelle had mentioned about the location of the septic drain field.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right that it's on that kind of southeast side of your property line?
It's right on the side where the, between us, the drain field is. I don't know how much farther you went over, but.
Well, you couldn't move that lot line closer because of the drain field, is that correct?
You could get a little closer.
Okay. Yeah. About how much closer?
I'm not sure how far off was that. How many feet you went?
I would imagine you'd need some sort of buffer, though, between your drain field and the property line.
Yeah. I think we still probably could. I'm looking at probably another 20 feet.
And still have enough of a buffer for your drain field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, they also hooked up behind me sewer too, for as if I need to hook up to it later.
Okay. Is there any utility connections or things like that on that side of the property that would be advantageous to have the property line where it is proposed?
I'm sorry, I'm not following you.
Are there any utilities that service lot one? I take it that's your home, right?
Right.
Are there any utilities or future utilities that necessitate the lot line, the proposed lot line here? Because it has been moved over.
Okay.
On this, if you look at the plan, I don't know if you have it. You can come up and show them.
So okay. I do know this is the concept that we showed the engineer that is working at Estuary. So these are lines that they have in mind with the utilities that they are running.
Okay. All right. So that because it when you said 20 feet, when I look at this, the lot line is being moved over.
How many feet is that?
It looks like maybe 20 feet or so. We don't have it measured out. It looks like it's...
It's very close to his drain field. They went over as far
okay.
as to make enough buffer.
All right. Does that make sense, Mr. Shaw?
I think it's still some more, but like it's just the drain field.
Okay.
But the sewer is on the back side of the house.
All right.
It's just the drain field.
But where that line got moved over took up some of that area.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're clear on that. So.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, I don't have any further questions, but I don't know if any of the other board members do.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who is in favor that would like to speak? So we had three in favor. Is there anyone else who is present that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13166? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13166 for Gregory Showell. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Excuse me. The property has unique physical conditions because the property has the tack stitch in the back, which kind of sets off It comes at an angle, and then the drainage field from lot one kind of hindering the placement of lot 2B and lot 2A. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13166 has been approved.